I'm Jason Bartwish. I'm her death's brother. And I'm 40 years old, and she's like 36. Right? And,
how would you describe our relationship?
It's distant. And we talk to each other once in a while on the phone, and I send poems and emails and stuff. And kind of got separate last couple of months and years. We got distant, and which is necessary to go our own ways in life when we get older.
Would you like the relationship to be different?
It's good the way it is.
What do you think that I am learning from our relationship, from you?
All, I guess, about my faith. Without mentioning a certain deity, I can mention what I've learned as far as the knowledge and the wisdom I've gained in all my studies and experiences and similar experiences we have with keeping silence and meditation and I don't know. Basically, it's something that you can't put into words, but you learn. It's just something that you can use later in life. It's something that's formless.
Can you describe what our relationship was like when it was at its best?
It wasn't a matter of best or worst. It was just more close when we were together as a family, when we were kids growing up and stuff. And
what was it like then?
And we were looking forward to Christmas and summer vacation. And we wrote on the chalkboard a number of how many days we had to Christmas and how many days we had to summer vacation. And that was part of our life. And we did some recordings. And you were BB, the originator. And I was JJ, the creator. And we did some crazy poetry on tape or recordings and stuff. And kind of like this one. But this time you're the originator. The originator is another word for author. And that's what we did. And we used to go up the street and up the road and prepare camping places and stuff for hanging out with their neighbors and setting fires in the woods and all that kind of stuff, from what I remember. And going down the road and picking cherries off the cherry tree, picking mulberries off her blackberry tree in the backyard, and that was her life. And
do you have like a favorite memory of us growing up together?
No, the walks, going in the game lands, and I usually try to avoid thinking about the past, trying to move forward, and try not to think too much about the 80s when we were growing up.
So there's a lot of memories that you want to let go of that weren't so good. But are there any memories that you want to hold on to from that time that were good?
All the laughter. We had some times when we stay up all night long and drink tea. A real strong tea. And we stayed up and read books. And I write rhymes. And we did some sampling. Took the music and we recorded over the music. And we did our recitations and raps and stuff. And most of the stuff was lost. That stuff were recorded. And so you were the BB originator. Now it's JJ creator.
Shit, Wood Mac. You know we're so daring and bad. Shit, Wood Mac. And we long to make our parents sad, so you better watch out for shit, Wood Mac. I got two personalities and I am JJ. Since I'm a Gemini, born on the 23rd of May. I do a lot of crazy things since I'm bored to explore. Stealing money, lighting gasoline, much more. I changed a lot in the last month or so. I was grounded, so my biking is low. Play with matches instead of bombs instead. The time I almost turned my back porch tree red. I use smoke bombs to kill a mouse. Can light a newspaper without burning down the house. Just for fun, I like gasoline bombs. And it's out in a second when I see my shit, Wood Mac. You know, we are so daring the bad shit, Woodmac. As we long to make our parents sad, so you better watch out for shit, Woodmac.
It's about time you heard from me. I'm a Capricorn and my name's Phoebe. A little Pam lets us be so bad. Let's do anything that make a mom mad. She does some chores and we get paid. In the house with matches we really wait. Mr. JJ really bothers me. Sometimes he could be helpful, you see? I light up anything that I see. I don't even know any chemistry.
Shit, Woodmac. You know we are so daring and bad. Shit, Woodmac. And we long to make our parents sad, so you better watch out for. Shit, Woodmac. Going out of town, but never out of style. We'll be back with new songs in a pile. Make a better songs in a couple months or so. But our energy level won't always be low. Shit, Woodmac. No, you're so daring and bad. Shit, Woodmac. And we long to make our parents sad. So you better watch out for. Shit, Woodmac. Woodmac.